Sea Grant and Lake Michigan, Waters in Transition. A production of the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. Episode 3, Outreach, Islands, and Waterfowl. Right, we are back on the road for another podcast. This time, we are going to take a pit stop in Green Bay. I wanted to speak with UW Sea Grant's water quality specialist, Vicki Harris. We talk a lot about outreach in these podcasts, and it occurred to me that perhaps it would be beneficial to explain a little bit about what exactly outreach means and what it can do for a community. And I couldn't think of anybody better to speak to about that than Vicki Harris. She's gonna tell us about some of the cool projects that Sea Grant's done over the years around Green Bay, and also a little bit about the local waterfowl. I want Vicki to share some of her knowledge about the benefits of Wisconsin's wetlands. Fun fact, over a quarter of all Wisconsin's remaining wetlands are in the 11 coastal counties that border Lake Michigan. And of course, wetlands are a great place to see waterfowl. Where we're going, well, they don't allow dogs, so I've dropped her off at a groomer's. It's an interesting place we're stopping at, so I'll let Vicki describe it for you. Tell me where we're at.
This is the Green Bay Wildlife Sanctuary near the coast of southern Green Bay. It is a city park and a refuge for waterfowl year-round. I believe the resident population of geese, the target is around 1,000 birds, but there are a variety of waterfowl that use these ponds, as well as a local zoo for native habitat of northeastern Wisconsin.
You're an outreach specialist. What does an outreach specialist do?
The outreach specialists for Sea Grant are intended to help deliver the results of some of the research that the university provides, in our case for the Great Lakes. We get the results of that work into the hands of the people, the managers that need that information.
How does that help Lake Michigan or Green Bay? What Sea Grant projects have you been directly involved with that you think have been particularly successful?
Sea Grant's had a long history of research on Green Bay, had one of the first ecosystem research programs for the Great Lakes that goes back to the late 1960s, I believe. The work has provided valuable information for managing and making decisions about the cleanup of PCBs in the Fox River and Green Bay. Sea Grant's been involved in providing information to better manage the perch fishery for Green Bay, to manage water quality issues like the overabundance of harmful algae in Green Bay, and a whole host of research programs over the years that have helped describe the food web and the interrelationship of aquatic life with water quality, contaminants, and human pressures.
What project are you most proud of being involved with as an outreach specialist?
I've worked for several decades on trying to get Green Bay toward a program of phosphorus management that is based on sound science and makes use of the existing management programs out there, but yet restores Green Bay to a condition that provides for more beneficial uses for the public. It's been a long time coming, helping to get that information out to people through a State of the Bay report. We are finally coming to some fruition with a new management plan to reduce the total daily loads of phosphorus to Green Bay. So that has been a long-term project. Another project that has been going on for a couple of decades is the restoration of a chain of barrier islands in southern Green Bay as habitat. I started working with the Port of Green Bay on that 15 years ago. The original idea came from one of Sea Grant's previous coastal engineers, Phil Keeler, back in the late 1970s. But it's taken this long to work with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to get a plan finalized for rebuilding this chain of barrier islands that will help to protect and restore about 1,400 some acres of submerged aquatic habitat in southern Green Bay, as well as 200 or 300 acres of island habitat for colonial nesting birds. The plan to restore the islands was completed in the last couple of years. Construction started finally last October, and the initial construction of a spine or a rock revetment 2.5 miles out into Green Bay from the west shore will provide the base for the island construction to take place. The islands will be created using clean dredged material from the outer channel, which is mostly sand, and that material will be used to reconstruct the islands, which once existed under low water conditions in Green Bay. During the extreme high water levels in the 1980s, the islands washed away during some severe storms. So this will be putting some of that island habitat back into effect. I'm glad to finally see the construction begin, and that the project will maybe be done by the time I'm still around. I don't know.
You've mentioned that there seems to be an uptick in the amount of waterfowl that we're seeing around Green Bay. Do you think maybe we'll see some if we go through this door?
I think we might.
What are we looking at right here?
This is an accumulation of some of our resident waterfowl, particularly at areas like this, a wildlife sanctuary where they do keep some open water in some ponds, and we're near the shore of Green Bay. These ponds were dredged back in the Depression era. It was one of the projects that put people back to work again. It's a very popular destination for families on weekends and during the summer months. People come to visit the sanctuary to feed the ducks and the geese. Of course, there is some drawback with the accumulation of waterfowl here in terms of fertilizing this pond that we're looking at. In the summer, this is a pretty green body of water with all of the droppings from the geese and the ducks.
It ain't easy being green. That's what Kermit told me.
These birds are here because they feed off corn. Near the mouth of the Fox River, you'll see diving ducks. Also, there are quite a few over on Lake Michigan.
Which type of ducks are these?
Mostly golden eyes and common mergansers and redbreasts, some red-breasted mergansers, maybe some scoters and some old squaw out on Lake Michigan. But at other times during the migration season, that will also include birds like redheads, canvasbacks, lesser and greater scaup are out there in large numbers, and some other birds like buffleheads and ruddy ducks.
Do we see wood ducks around Green Bay?
We certainly do. In fact, there was a good population and some good habitat for wood ducks up at Peshtigo Harbor area in Green Bay near to Marinette. And the Peshtigo River has some bottomlands with a lot of flooded oak habitat, which is perfect for wood ducks. They like to feed on acorns.
They've come back recently in population size, haven't they? Or were they just always hard to spot?
You have to be in the right place to see wood ducks because they require flooded bottomlands. And so they're back in the forests, the coulees, and the backwater areas. Oak trees are mostly like dry soil, so you need a combination of oak trees on the upland with some flooded bottomland for wood ducks.
And head on down the road. I hope you liked talking with Vicki Harris. I know I did. Next stop, Sheboygan. This is Chris Bocast. Till next time. This recording was produced by Chris Bocast for the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. Thanks for listening.